Did Adam have a navel since he was created not born? Did Adam have any sex organs before Eve? Did the animals also live forever before the sin? And if so, why do they die since they have not sinned? The Bible says very little about your first two questions. The Bible is primarily a book about relationships between God and mankind. In it, we learn how God loves us and how He wants us to love Him in return. Through its pages, we see how others strove to do this, and we are encouraged to do the same. The Bible, as the Word of God, gives us instructions on how to live, and does not include every scientific or historical detail. Perhaps the best passage we can turn to in connection with these questions is Genesis chapter 1, verse 27. Here we read, "So God created man in His own image. In the image of God, He created him. Male and female, He created them." This passage indicates that mankind was created male and female, but says nothing about whether Adam had a navel. In Genesis chapter 2, verse 7, we note that when God created Adam, Adam became a, in the Hebrew, nephesh, living being. The same Hebrew word is also used to describe animals in Genesis chapter 1, verse 20. While both humans and animals are living creatures, made of flesh and therefore subject to death from the start, the Bible says that man was created to rule over all things, including the animals. See Psalms chapter 8, verses 4 through 8. Furthermore, mankind has been offered the opportunity to become sons of God. See John chapter 1, verse 12, and 1 John chapter 3, verses 1 through 3. Something not offered to animals. Mankind was designed in the image of God, with the potential to become sons of God. Animals are a wonderful part of God's creation and should be treated with respect, but they do not have the same potential as human beings. For more helpful content, visit us online at ucg.org.